The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to WCWP.org, Project Independence and You radio show on Senior Talk Radio. Today is going to be a great informative show. We are going to be speaking with Nassau County Comptroller Jack Schnurman, and we're going to be getting some updates with the Nassau County Comptroller's office. And of course, the spectacular Otto Loos, co-host of Project Independence and You. How are you, Otto?
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It is mutual for sure. Yeah. So we have the Nassau County Comptroller right now, Jack Schnurman. Jack, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much, Rebecca. Good morning, and good to see you, Otto, as well. Thank you.
Good morning.
So much for having me and to Project Independence for hosting the discussion today.
Oh, great. We're so glad. We're really glad to have you too. So we're just going to get right into it and talk a lot about the Comptroller's office and the updates. So, you know, for kind of most people, I think it could be confusing, like what's the Comptroller's office different from, you know, the business office or finance. So if you could just give us kind of the role of the Comptroller's office in Nassau County, that would be great.
You got it. And again, I'm happy to be here. Project Independence has set such an incredibly high bar for providing quality service to seniors in North Hempstead. It's a program that really makes a difference in people's lives. So it means so much to me to be able to join you today. So let's talk about what a Comptroller does. Put simply, the Comptroller is the chief financial officer of Nassau County. I'm the watchdog of our county government and our finances, and I watch over them so that we can improve the county services that we all care about and make sure that we look out for anything wasteful, anything inefficient, and we save money wherever we can. And so while the traditional role of the office has been that, there are also some more modern ways that we've built upon them to serve our county's residents. We've been publishing reports regularly on the state of the county's finances. We've been analyzing and reporting on the state of the county's budget, maintaining the county's financial record, the books, so to speak, making them more accessible to people mm-hmm. in ways that they never have been before, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a moment. And we conduct field audits of everything from county vendors and departments. We audit every expense that the county has to make sure that we catch anything that needs catching, and we certainly have caught our share of things. And we administer the county's payroll and our health benefits, making sure that everybody gets what they need and they deserve in a timely basis, which is absolutely critical in such a difficult time like this. And we pay the county's bills, and we try to pay them right, and we try to pay them on time. And paying them on time is absolutely critical in such difficult times like now when people are hurting. So those are the traditional and the sort of the nuts and bolts in a nutshell of what we do. But as I mentioned, you know, looking in from a more modern perspective, our office has identified more than $23 million in waste, fraud, inefficiency, and we've recovered more than $7.6 million on behalf of our taxpayers, residents. So these results, you know, really stem from the four critical priorities that we set out on our first day of office and have governed the way we have approached our work since day one. In fact, day one, I took a piece of paper where I'd written down the four priorities, and they were the four things that I told the public I would do when I ran for office. And day one in the office, I handed them out to the entire staff, and they were: number one, we're gonna open up and we're gonna modernize the county's finances. Number two, we're gonna conduct smart audits to make sure we get everybody gets the bang for the buck we deserve, so to speak, from county services. Number three, we're going to clean up and reform the county contracting system that had had scandal after scandal over a period of years. And finally, we're going to eliminate waste and fraud and inefficiency by calling on the public to get involved, because everybody sees something that drives them crazy. And so we say, if you report it, we'll reform it. And we opened up an avenue to the public like that to get everybody involved. So now COVID-19 obviously has changed day-to-day life almost overnight. And we already were focused on modernization and updating the way the county does business. And I think that really helped us as an office effectively transition to working largely remotely using technology to coordinate and to collaborate and to have conversations like this that we're doing today. So I guess before we sort of get into some of the more broader things, our office put out three priorities during COVID. And number one was to make sure that we expedite our role in processing the county's needs for COVID-19 related resources and make sure that we help our first responders get everything they need and keep us safe. And we do everything we can to keep our workers safe as well. Which leads me to number two, making sure that our county employees get paid on time, even though our folks weren't able to access the office in the way that they usually were. That's been successful. And number three, make sure that the county continues its critical operations, paying our vendors, paying nonprofits that do the critical services in communities that really matter at a time like this, and putting, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars into our local economy every month. And people now more than ever really need to rely on that certainty of that money coming to keep things going. So those have been our priorities, and I'm proud to say that thus far they've been successful.
You do all that with 10 people?
Great question. So we have...
Oh, I'm just kidding.
We have 81 people overall. Our management team is 15. We have four divisions. We have an audit division, an accounting division, payroll and health benefits, and then we have a claims division, which basically pays the county's bill. So we don't actually have that big of an office. 81 people is significant, but in the totality of a 7,500 person workforce, we are a small piece of the county's operation, but a very, very important piece.
Well, a question I have, I'm always interested in, is working remotely is a new challenge for many people. And having the number of people you have working remotely, that's not an easy task. First of all, many people are not set up to work remotely, and their home is not set up. They're technically not set up. That's probably been a challenge by itself, I would think.
It has. And one of our biggest successes. So before the pandemic hit, we were pursuing a variety of modernizations. In fact, as I had mentioned, it had become, it had been our number one priority in taking office. And the reason for that was basically two things. One, to save money. And two, to promote transparency. And we've been really focused on those two things. We had a financial system in the county that was, 50 years old, basically, and had been cited by our auditors as a material weakness and really a hindrance to our operations and wasting a lot of people's time and money. So we set out working with the county executive's office and the legislature to modernize that, and we're making progress there. Also, the county had gotten a grade D in transparency. And so we set out to, in our first couple years, to really improve that. And we opened the Open Nassau Transparency Portal. So now anybody can go on the web and check out Open Nassau. It's opennassau.nassaucountyny.gov. Anybody can go there and see whatever information you might be interested in. You can see every dollar the county spends. You can see how our workforce is paid and who, what departments make what and how big they are and how it all works. You can see the money that comes in. You can see all the details about the county's budget. There's so much you can see right there, just like you can look at your own financial information, you know, on your computer, on your phone, even on your tablet, and all of that is there transparently for you. And so our thought is everybody should have the power of that information so we can have a fact-based discussion. And that's been a dramatic sea change. So all that set the stage for us to be able to work together using the transparency tools and the technology that we have to work during COVID. I'll tell you, I was very, very worried at first that we'd be able to make a transition because historically government is slow to adapt technology and not always quick to embrace change. But I have to give tremendous credit to our workforce that really, you know, rose to the challenge of this crisis, and things have been relatively seamless. We use a, you know, we're having this conversation right now on Zoom. We use something called Microsoft Teams to collaborate through our office structure, and it keeps people engaged, talking with each other. So you're in a virtual environment, so to speak, and you're able to dialogue with your coworkers almost the same way you would if you were in the same room. There's certainly no substitute for being in the same room. Obviously, that's not you know, that's not safe during a pandemic, but we've been able to keep our productivity up and keep our employees safe during the crisis, and that's something that that I'm eternally grateful for. You know, we owe the county's IT department a huge thank you for providing our staff with the, you know, the laptops, the iPads, whatever the case, whatever they needed to be able to be productive from home. We did the county's, our accounting department just finished the county's annual audit and comprehensive annual financial report almost exclusively remotely, which was no easy task. And for the third year in a row, completed that on time. It's something that had historically been done late for a period of years. So it's certainly, you know, it's a great question, Otto, and it's certainly been a big challenge. And so far, it has been a successful one. And I think that's something I'm eternally grateful for.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a magic wand. People say, oh, they work remotely. Well, it doesn't just happen quite like that. You know, there's a lot involved. I've been involved with it through something else that I'm involved with. And it's a challenge. A lot of people do not have the physical structure to work home. They do not have the technical equipment that they need. So, you know, to
right.
to do what you're doing is not easy. I know it, you know.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, sometimes crisis presents an opportunity. And so I think, you know, while this crisis has been so so difficult, so challenging, and in some ways, such a sad time for our region and our country, there are certain silver linings that we look to and opportunities for improvement going forward. And I think
you know
one
what?
Of them.
We're coming up to our first break, Controller Schnurman, and when we get back, it'd be a great place to start off right where we're going to break. So we've been talking with Nassau County Controller Jack Schnurman, and we will be right back.